Well, you know, Francine, I love crackers.
I do too.
Since we're on the air, I guess we'll just move right along.
Okay.
Welcome back, Chef and the Fat Man, live from the 6th Annual North Georgia Mountain Egg Festival, where we are celebrating everything you can do on the egg. And Miss Francine, you blew it away. The pork chop casserole is on the egg, and we are adjusting the temperature to 350 for
you. Yep.
And see, this is because you're going to learn to be an egghead. You got to learn two controls, one at the top, one at the bottom. The more air in, the higher the temperature.
We can probably, like, joust it up a little bit.
Yes, we can. Yes. I'll open it up about a half an inch, three quarters of an inch on the bottom, and I'll slide this over. Open that up about halfway.
And that's going to jack the temperature up?
It's going to jack it up.
All right.
While we're jacking it up, you have a great recipe. You got some great dip recipes. We did
a
couple weeks ago.
We did deviled ham.
Deviled ham dip, and that was to die for. And dip is one of the great things for every party.
Yeah.
But when you do it right, dip can be a dinner.
I've made many a dinner out of nothing but dip and crackers. Maybe some nuts on the side. And I'm talking about my family.
Well, I'm comforted to know that. But we're with Francine Bryson. She is a five-time national. I mean, when you think about that, if you win the national pie baking contest one time, you're bad.
Yeah.
You're bad to the bone. You win it five times, you own the damn bone. I'll tell you what, that was...
That's of all, and everybody's like, okay, what do you do now you've got successful and you're famous and da-da-da-da-da-da. I miss the competition.
Do you really?
I can't compete anymore.
Why?
Because people don't want to compete against me. Oh. I have literally been asked not to come to competitions because people do not want to compete against me.
I like that bitterness.
Well,
bitter people, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but I miss it. It was like, that was my blood. I mean, that's my...
Were you tough? I mean, were you focused?
Oh, I was like...
And, Mark, and, was she focused at contest time?
Was
no?
I focused?
Oh, wow. Well, you know.
No, I mean, my thing was I always like the hunt of looking for something new. The hunt of something to inspire me that is out of the realm of it. It was like the chocolate bacon peanut butter. I mean, that was because he was messing around with me in the kitchen, and then we created pie. My thing is I want to be inspired. I want to be jolted. I want to be wowed. And I mean, plain old apple pie with ice cream on top of it, that doesn't wow me.
Well, you know, pie crust... There's pie crust. It used to be if you didn't make your own, you didn't have pie.
Exactly.
But nowadays, I got to tell you, some of those pie crusts that are pre-made are really starting to. I mean, if you don't have the time,
you know,
how do you compare them to making it?
I actually have two recipes that use those pie crusts, and the reason I use those is because they're tough. They hold up to weight, and when you're flipping a pie over and the top part of it is nothing but heavy caramel and pecans, you need something to hold that weight. And a homemade flaky pie crust is not going to hold the weight of that. So they do come in handy. It's not my go-to.
Right.
How
long does it take you to make pie crust?
About 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. I've been doing it since I was 4 years old. I can make a pie crust.
Well, you know, that's the thing that always bothered me is making my own pie crust. I did it, but it just seemed like it took forever.
You're playing with it too long. Yeah,
that's it.
You're playing with it too long.
Well, it's fun. You get your hands in that flour and that water.
Play with it so long. And that was the thing I used to do to my biscuits. My biscuits could be used as legal weapons. Except I'm playing with them too long. And some of the greatest stuff in the world you barely touch.
Well, you talk about inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been down to the Panhandle of Florida?
I was raised in the Panhandle of Florida.
I knew that. That's
I love the Panhandle. In fact, I just got back from there. I spent a week in the Panhandle on book tour. So I got to go home and eat crab fingers and key lime pie.
One of the things that I fell in love with, and it's all over the coast part of Florida, is fish dip. Smoked fish dip.
You know they use smoked mullet for that.
Yes. Mullet, to me, is the best.
I do not eat mullet.
Really?
I will not eat a mullet. There's one way I'll eat a mullet. There's a restaurant in Wakulla County, Florida, and it's called Spring Creek Restaurant, and they smoke mullet on a stick, but it don't taste like smoked mullet. It's just beautiful and flaky, and you don't get that. I think with me, it's the black skin on the back of it that bothers me.
Well, what I do is I have them make some mullet for me.
Mm-hmm.
Head it, gut it, and open it,
right.
butterfly it.
Yeah.
And then I take it on my Big Green Egg on low and slow for about 3 hours, and I smoke it real heavy with hickory.
I'd probably eat that.
And then cooled it. And then I flake it off, and I make my dip.
I could eat it that way.
Let me tell you something. Now, now you make dips. There's mm-hmm. dips in your cookbook.
Yeah.
Are you a loose dip or a firm dip?
I'm an either or. It depends on the mood that I'm in. I like the loose dip of like my coconut dip. I like the looseness of it. But I like the tightness of the deviled ham dip.
That deviled ham dip we did on the show a couple weeks ago was awesome.
That horseradish is killer in there.
Horseradish rocks. It gives it a different kind of kick.
You should have to fill out a form to be able to eat horseradish. It's so wonderful. But, I mean, it depends on the mood that I'm in. Like, salsa, I don't like runny, wet, thin salsa.
Yeah.
I want thick, chunky salsa.
You know, you and I are on the same page as far as salsa. The chunkier and, I mean, I don't want it dry.
No.
I just want it a little loose.
But I want meaty.
Yeah.
I want to bite the onion and bite the mater and bite, excuse me, tomato.
You heathen. Bite the mater.
Bite the mater.
But, well, in honor of you and your time on the Panhandle, I thought I'd do some. This is called a Chef and a Fat Man Smoked Fish Dip. Now, if you were down on the Panhandle, you might use mullet, which is
right.
the preferred. They love tuna,
mm-hmm.
sometimes grouper, sometimes yep. snapper. But I'd say tuna, mahi, and mullet are the three biggest, with mullet being number one.
Could you use crab for this?
Yes, you could. In fact, when I was down there last week, I saw four large blue crabs walking close to the beach. So that means you can get out there with your net and start netting some of them.
Yeah.
Now, if you're netting them, if you're paying $20 a pound...
Yeah.
For crab meat.
Yeah. I'm going to go catch them myself.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to spend that much money for crab meat, it's probably not a dip. It gets a little cost prohibitive.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can do it with a chicken leg and a string.
Yeah.
Stand on the water and drag, and they will follow, they'll clamp on it, and they will come in with it, and slap, you got them. I've caught many a crab. I love to go crabbing.
Well, this one I decided, I looked at the seafood that was available in the markets up here north of Atlanta. Not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So what I decided to do was salmon. Salmon is one of those smoked fish that's real, real popular
mm-hmm.
to smoke. And this is one of those things where I thought salmon would be a nice touch. And so I'm gonna try it. Never tried it with salmon.
We'll see how this goes.
We'll see how it goes. Now, I took the salmon. I smoked the salmon for about 4 hours at about 250.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday afternoon up here in the North Georgia Mountains, I had a fine cigar and a fine bottle of Bud Light, and I had an egg smoking, and I had this thing rocking, and I had my salmon filet sitting over there, and I was like, man, this just doesn't get any better. So now, I start off with 2 cups of smoked fish of your choice. Now, one of the things about smoked fish, this is the salmon, the mullet, whatever. Now, I rough flake it. I don't want it
smooth.
Yeah.
You want some
chunk? I like chunky. Chunky
texture. You're a texture eater.
I am. Are you?
Yes.
I'm
all about texture.
You know, I don't even like onion dip that hasn't got big chunks of onion.
Yeah. I don't like that smooth stuff.
Now you need the following ingredients. You're going to need mayonnaise. Now, of course, we have...
Dukes.
Your favorite... And I gave you a special presentation today.
Yes, you did. And I'm so proud of that. You just fed the addiction.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It's a very simple. You need mayonnaise, Old Bay, Crystal hot sauce, and I'll get into the fact why Crystal over any other hot sauce. In fact, I'm going to do a demonstration.
Okay.
Worcestershire sauce, a splash of lime juice, teaspoon of dill, a little salt and pepper. That's it.
Sounds
pretty
good.
Simple, pretty basic.
Yep.
But it has some wonderful flavor profiles to it. And so we'll start with the, here, would you sample the salmon and tell me, well, you don't like salmon.
I don't like salmon, so this is a true test here.
Yeah.
That's actually good.
It isn't bad. I just ate salmon. Olive oil, salt, and pepper on the egg. That's it. Nothing fancy.
My husband is a salmon lover. Come here and taste this salmon. This tastes nothing like that mess you had the other day.
Here, in fact, I'll do you better than that. I even saved some. See, I cook it on the skin. I cook it on the skin, mm-hmm. and then I leave a chunk on the end of the skin. And you can eat it like a popsicle.
See, I've never liked salmon. And well, we tasted some salmon the other day. We was at a big store, and they had these big tastings. And they said, here's salmon. It was smoked salmon. It was smoked salmon. So they hand it to me, and I go and put it in my mouth, and I literally am gagging and spitting it out.
Well, I hate that when that happens.
Yeah. So, but this is good. I'd eat this.
Well,
and that says a lot.
And the thing about the egg is that.
Well,
Mark, save that for Francine. I'm sure you'll have a moment after the show. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to add the ingredients to this wonderful smoked fish dip, mm-hmm. basic panhandle, and I'll tell you a little story about how nasty people can be on a panhandle when you try to get the recipe. Chef the Fat Man live at the 6th Annual North Georgia Mountain Egg Fest in Hiawassee, Georgia, baby.